Told reporters on Friday that the next round of trade talks between the United States and China might not happen. Asked by VOA if he would cancel the talks scheduled to be held in Washington, Trump replied maybe, acknowledging the discussions are set for the next month, but whether or not they're canceled, we'll see.
I want them to do well, but as of this moment, they're having the worst year that they've had in many, many years and decades. And really, we're just bringing the system back into order. We have all the cards. We're doing well. Our country is doing fantastically well.
A number of economists warn that the trade war between the world's two biggest economic powers could hurt growth globally, in part due to disruption of supply chains and less efficient production.
Chinese investment into the United States has fallen off a cliff. And that's bad. It's bad for U.S.-China economic relations. It's also bad for the American people.
Stephen A. Orlins is the president of the National Committee on United States-China Relations.
You know, if I sell something to you or you buy something from me, you do it and then you kind of go home. But when you invest, it's like you get married. You got to stay there. You got to make it work. You got to build a relationship with your workers, build a relationship with the managers. And it becomes a way of building constructive relations. So not only does it have positive economic effects, it has positive people-to-people effects.
Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is declining to call the U.S. Senate back to Washington for a session on gun control legislation after two mass shootings last weekend resulted in the deaths of 31 people. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, representing 214 cities with both Republican and Democratic leaders, told Senator McConnell and the Democratic leader Chuck Schumer that it was urgent for the Senate to approve the measures already passed by the House of Representatives. This is VOA News. Dozens of immigrant workers were